It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Well, it has been 5 years, if you could believe it or not, since a very iconic tweet was sent from the San Miguel Sheriff's Office, and it said, a large boulder the size of a small boulder.
I know this one. How do I not remember this?
It's so funny. So Josh remembers.
5 years?
It's been 5 years since that tweet was sent.
And oh, we're getting old.
We sure are. And here's what happened on January 27, 2020. Yes. There was a 10,000-pound boulder that fell onto the highway there near Telluride, blocking the eastbound lane. So their public information officer, shout out to Susan Lilly.
Hey, Susan.
She became famous because of this tweet, and she says it was a typo. She said what she meant to type was a large boulder the size of a small car.
Ah.
But we all know, like, when you're typing something, sometimes something will get in your head. Sometimes,
or you think you wrote it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So she typed, a large boulder the size of a small boulder is blocking the road. So please use only this lane.
That's funny. I don't remember this.
Yeah.
Oh, that went nationally viral. Like, Good Morning America picked it up.
Yeah.
They were talking about it.
I like it better that way.
Exactly.
Hilarious.
Like, yeah, people had so much fun with it. So to commemorate the 5 years, they actually took a picture of Susan next to this boulder and put it on their social media.
Hey, guys.
And she said, you know, I just had fun with it. After a while, she's like, it kind of annoyed me at first, but we just have
fun
with it.
Like, screw it.
Because it's just a typo, but the age of social media is forever, and
exactly.
So she'll always be known.
Large Funny. Boulder the size of a small boulder.
That's hilarious. I can't believe
that's
been
when?
5 years. Dang.
So much fun.
The
I
time
love
flies.
It. Oh, my gosh. Hey, something that just wrapped up right here in the metro area that people had a lot of fun at, the stock show.
Oh, yeah, and just a reminder, take down your Christmas lights now.
Can you believe people still have their Christmas lights
up? They still have them
up
and on. I saw like five or six houses on the drive-in today. I was like, come on.
It's crazy.
Take them down, lazy.
Man, but something that came from that, which is really, really neat, is they had free health screenings there at the stock show. And it's from Dr. Jacina Romero O'Connell.
I thought so.
She's part of it.
I thought so.
She's part of the COAHEH.
Exactly
the
what I was thinking. You know, Josh.
The
COAHEH.
You know the C-H-O-H. Colorado Area Health Education Center.
That's
is
exactly
what
I said.
Stands
that's,
for. But yeah. They put put this on each and every year at the stock show. It's the annual health screenings that they offer, and they are free. And I just wanted to point this out, and hats off to them, and giving them a round of applause, because anyone who's lived in a small rural area knows that it is not just that easy to drive 15 minutes to your local doctor's office. Like, when you're living in places like Cedar Edge or, you know, up on top of a mountain on the Grand Mesa, it's going to take you an hour and a half just to go get your annual physical. So they were saying a lot of people, especially in the rural areas, this is their one chance to see a doctor the year for the whole year. So I just love that they do this. And they've been doing this for many years, but I just found this in our local news. So I wanted to just give them their props.
You can go see
I think it's awesome.
So you can go get your prostate checked.
Yeah, I was like, you can go see a rodeo and get a colonoscopy all in one day.
By the same guy that artificially inseminates the cows.
Yeah. This is a thing. They said that people have come up and told them, if you didn't do this for me, I'd have to get seen by my local vet. Do you want to get seen by your local vet, Jeremy?
That'd be something different.
It would be.
Would she rub my belly when she's done?
Maybe you might get a treat if you wag your tail nice.
Different size than the
cattle. I have been dragging my butt across the carpet, so I might need to be dewormed.
Dang.
No, but some people say that. Like, if it wasn't for this,
I had no idea that they do that.
Thing, yeah,
would
I
they
didn't
really
either.
Go get checked out by their vet?
Yeah, that's the only person who can see them.
That
Josh.
Doesn't seem right.
Yeah, no. Okay, y'all
this is
lived
why I
in
never
the country.
Moved to a rural.
Very different than doctors.
Yes,
I always talk about moving to somewhere rural where there's no people and it's nice and quiet, like the middle of Iowa, but now I'm rethinking
prepare
it.
These
yourself.
Stories go, yeah,
prepare yourself, because it's a thing.
I'll be sitting in a waiting room next to a horse.
Yeah, when they say I'm miles from everybody, that means you're doctor too. So I think this is amazing, and I love that they did it. So again, shout out Colorado Area Health Education Centers for putting it on.
I wouldn't have to worry too much because I give myself a prostate exam. So.
There you go. Once a month, right?
You know, you've got to be careful. I
once
like that you're taking things into your own hands.
That's right.
Jeremy.
I know what I'm looking for.
Oh, gosh. Goodness. Colorado taxes. Hey, that's pretty
normal.
Hey, that's
sexy. Hold on. Now you've got my attention. Tell me more about taxes,
well,
Katie.
I have already filed my taxes because I just kind of love them.
You're on top of it.
How does that happen?
I love this time of year, and I always get my taxes done the minute I get my W-2. I get on TurboTax, and it's like a game for me.
You must have, like, nothing else. It's
I'm
just
like,
your W-2, and then you're done.
How quick can I get my taxes done?
I can't do mine until, like, April.
Yeah.
March.
I get mine done quick. So I did my federal tax. I've already been approved, and they're going to send that to me probably next week. It's like that. But the state one. So I did my state taxes. I paid for it. I tried to send it in, and they were like, nope, hang on a second. There's actually some laws that they're waiting to figure out. But also, the state of Colorado is historically a little slower than the federal government when it comes to our taxes. So last year and the year before, we had to wait until February. You guys don't know this because you don't even, you wait until March or April.
And it's not that I wait. I wait for stuff to come in, like statements.
Yeah. Well, then there are people like me who have their
W-2s. You're like, done
and
done.
And we are like.
I have a question for you guys. Yeah. Who are the people that sit there at the end of the checkout lanes at Walmart and get their taxes done?
I just saw this the other day.
Did you?
So I grabbed like a Swiffer from Walmart, and there was a guy in a suit and two people getting their taxes done.
Well, yeah. Like, I can't imagine sitting there at a Walmart and getting your taxes done in front of everybody.
Have you done that?
Yes, I've done that.
I'm like, who does
how
that?
How convenient that is.
It's
like,
Katie sitting
there. You just
there.
Get your grocery shopping done, and then you don't even have to make an appointment.
It's the
He's
most
just
wide
there waiting
open,
for you.
Like,
of course you
uncomfortable.
Can trust him. He's wearing a suit,
it's
as Josh said.
It's not intimate at all.
It's not intimate or private.
But it's fine. And then the people watching her are like, ooh, look at her getting her taxes is done in January. She's on top
that's
of
it. That's not what I was thinking.
I was not at all.
That's not what I was thinking.
I'm like, wow,
exactly
she's taking a risk.
No.
She'll be in jail for fraud.
Like, I feel like it's a guy that like wanders over from the deli or something. He's baking in the morning. He puts on a jacket and sits down and does taxes. And then when his shift is up, he goes, you know, out to the deli and starts cutting meat or something.
Didn't you just serve me my quarter
like,
pound of cheese?
Exactly. That dude's a hustler.
He starts putting the bananas out.
Multiple jobs. That's all.
So that's
that
you.
Is.
You're those people
that's
that
totally
I've always
me.
Wondered about.
Right. Yes. Get your grocery shopping and your taxes done all
oh
at
my
once.
Gosh.
Come on.
I can't even.
I love it. But yes, if you are like me and you're waiting on the state of Colorado, they're saying
come
that
on,
in the next few weeks, hopefully, we should be able to file those taxes. And then just one more, because did you guys see the season premiere of The Bachelor last night?
No, and I usually watch all this trash TV.
I love
really?
Grant.
Was it
Grant
good?
Is the best Bachelor. I'm so excited
makes him
for
so great?
His journey for love, because last season when it was The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and he was on Jen's season. Yeah. He was the fan favorite. Like I loved him. He's a former basketball player.
Grant Ellis.
Good
looking guy.
He's such a good looking dude. So last season when he got
eliminated, he looks just like me.
Yeah, no, you wish you looked like Grant Ellis.
I look. It's like looking in a mirror.
But Jen eliminated him way too early. Like Jen kept guys that were so bad, and Grant was like the best of the bunch. So when he got sent home during The Bachelorette, everybody was like, he needs to be the Bachelor.
He's got a charming smile, doesn't he?
We were so glad he was. Oh my
gosh. Dude.
And he's so nice. Like, everything about Grant is just wonderful. So I was very excited to see that a local lady from Colorado Springs got to be on his season.
What's her name?
Her name is Janae Squires Horton. And
what?
She was very excited. Janae Squires Horton from Colorado Springs. She went to Metro. I mean, she is a local lady. I was so excited to see her journey for love. And
I
then,
got her Instagram. Oh, she's pretty too.
She's very pretty. And she was eliminated already.
Oh, no. What was her deal?
Shoot.
I know. She didn't even
Why?
Get a rose after week one. They didn't really go
She's
into
pretty.
It. Yeah, they just, he didn't pick her.
Personalities didn't mesh.
So, but here's the thing, too, is I really thought they'd fit it off because they are both former basketball players. Gosh, the things they could talk about.
On her Instagram, she posted the picture of like meeting him, and then it's like, well, it's done. Thank you.
That's it.
That was good.
And we're done. Yeah, but
that gets you so much exposure,
still,
though. I
it
mean,
really does.
Yeah.
And she seemed like a really sweet girl, so you know, nothing but the best for her. But I am excited for Grant's season.
I gotta
Bachelor.
Watch it. I love all this.
Can
trash
I tell you
TV?
Something yes. funny, both you guys?
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever said this before to you guys. About 2 years ago, after that little breakup, Jer, one of my best friends got all my information one random day, and I was like, what is happening? He signed me up to be on The Bachelorette.
That would have been great.
I would have loved that.
They emailed me back. I didn't make it. I'm not the height requirement or something. But they emailed me back, and they were like, we just want to get a little bit more information about you. I think I told them my height, and they never emailed me back. But
they were like,
5'2".
Yeah, I was like, oh, bummer. No, but I mean, every guy on there's like 6'3", 6'4".
They're
and, like,
big guys. Yeah.
Astronomer or former basketball player or something like that. So I was like, I work in morning radio and
I'm a radio producer.
I'm 5'10 and they were like, yeah, no, we're good. Thank you though.
There's been radio people on there before, you know, Sarah Hyland.
They've had like
lady,
interns.
Yeah, I think
well,
they
the
were
lady
bigger
from
than
Modern
me.
Family, Sarah Hyland. She played
Was she on
Haley.
The Bachelor?
No, but the guy that she is now married to, Wells.
No way.
Was on The Bachelor or Bachelorette and he worked in radio. So,
that's hilarious.
You're throwing out these names like
maybe
I know
I'm
who
just
you know
about.
Who they are.
Katie,
well,
maybe I'm just ugly then. Maybe, thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
you
no.
should try again, man.
I don't want
you
to.
You should try again. Oh my God, I need to live vicariously through Josh on The Bachelorette.
How funny would that be if I was like, hey guys, I need to take a 3-month break.
You have to.
Yeah, you
You'd be gone.
They're
you
flying
do.
Me out to Cali.
Yeah.
You can do that right. though because they take your phone and stuff, so you wouldn't be able to do it. No phones.
Honestly,
he's rethinking it.
Maybe if I'm The Bachelor and I get to choose the girl, then yeah, I would give up my phone.
We could maybe do like a local Denver Bachelor thing and make you the Denver Bachelor.
Let's do it. That'd be fun.
Oh,
I'm down.
I like this.
I'm
Can
down.
We do this?
We just did.
Let's
it just
do
happened.
It. Let's do
Can
it.
We do this?
I like how we do stuff here.
I know. We get stuff done.
We yes. could do that.
I'm oh down. Let's
we
do
should
it.
Talk about fleshing that idea out.
We should. Right.
There's
oh.
going to have to be like a questionnaire backstory
yeah.
process. I don't want to hook you up with some
No, please don't.
Crazy.
Oh my
no,
gosh.
We need to vet these people. But
vet,
yeah,
that's what I was looking for. We got to vet them.
Process, yes. yeah.
That
Let's
is
do it,
a
man.
Fabulous
that, honestly,
idea.
It'd be fun. That'd be a
Josh's
good time.
Journey for love starts here.
Josh's journey.
Oh
we'll just
gosh.
Call it Josh's journey.
I'm going to give me a wife.
And I'm going to be in charge of vetting all the ladies, okay?
Oh,
don't
yeah.
tell
that
my wife.
Makes
you can
me
be
very
in charge of. You can be in charge of all the fun dates.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, that's
go.
You.
Okay. okay. I'll do yeah. that.
I'm just going to. How many do you want to narrow down to, like 10?
Well, what do you start? Yeah. What do you. What do they. I don't watch The Bachelor. So
oh,
what
you
do they
have
start?
32 eligible.
That's too many.
Okay,
this will take too long.
No.
You
yeah.
get like
10.
Three.
Let's do 10. Or 5.
you
either
get
one.
3.
7. We'll give you 7,
seven?
Choices.
That's
Eeny, miny, mo.
Works for
I
me.
Think this is great. And what a sales opportunity for our sales staff.
I
we'll send
know.
You to restaurants and
Let's do it.
Events.
I'm so down. Like I am so down for that. That's
we'll have
like a
camera crew follow you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
It'll just be
this.
Katie with herself.
It'll just be me. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Going in for
here.
The you know the close up. It's the most exciting season ever.
You be the voiceover guy.
Yes.
Oh my. Okay. This is
this
happening.
Is it. It's gonna be. A
this
thing.
Is the only season ever. But
the
it's
only
the exciting season ever.
And then
oh
there's Josh.
Gosh.
This feels right.
This is.
Oh,
right.
This
and then
is
you guys
terrible.
Have to cry.
Yes.
You have
oh
to get
gosh.
Rid of one and then like lean over some railing and cry.
What
we
do I give them instead of roses? We give them like
oh,
a
yeah,
little
we gotta give them
radio
something.
Microphone
a
or something.
A begonia.
No, we'll have to work in a sponsor, so it'll probably be like a voucher for free carpet cleaning from Zero Res.
That's so good.
I'm
oh
sorry. I can't let you have clean carpets.
Will
you,
you
have to go.
These clean carpets from Zero
so
Res?
So funny. Oh
Your
my
carpets
gosh.
Must be dirty. I'm sorry.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Let's do it.
All right, this
we'll
sounds
make it happen.
Fun.
I'm
we'll
so have
down.
To flush this out. We really don't have time for anything else.
Oh,
sorry.
That's
yeah,
it.
No,
is there
I'm
anything
bad.
That is pressing that I want to get to? No, I don't. I don't care about any of this. Nope. 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 Okay. We're done here. That's the trending report this morning. We'll do
there
it again
we
later.
It.
We will.
This was better than all the Hollywood crap. So there you go. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Denver's Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.